The following is the transcript for the listening sections for the TOEFL model tests included in this book. Note that the listening sections always appear as Section 1 of the examinations. When you take the model tests in this book as a preliminary step in your preparation for the actual examination, you should use either the CD-ROM, the compact discs, or the cassette tapes that supplement this book. If you use a CD-ROM, you will see visuals on your computer screen. If you use compact discs, you will hear the audio, but you will not see the visuals. If you have someone read the TOEFL transcript to you, be sure that he or she understands the timing sequences. The reader should work with a stopwatch or with a regular watch with a second hand in order to keep careful track of the time pauses between questions. The total amount of time for each section is noted both on the transcript and on the model tests. In addition, the time for the pauses between questions is also given on the transcript. Be sure that the reader speaks clearly and at a moderately paced rate. For results that would be closest to the actual testing situation, it is recommended that three persons be asked to read, since some of the listening sections include dialogues. Model Test 1, Computer-Assisted TOEFL. Section 1, Listening. The listening section of the test measures the ability to understand conversations and talks in English. On the actual TOEFL exam, you will use headphones to listen to the conversations and talks. While you are listening, pictures of the speakers or other information will be presented on your computer screen. There are two parts to the listening section, with special directions for each part. On the day of the test, the amount of time you will have to answer all of the questions will appear on the computer screen. The time you spend listening to the test material will not be counted. The listening material and questions about it will be presented only one time. You will not be allowed to take notes or have any paper at your computer. You will both see and hear the questions before the answer choices appear. You can take as much time as you need to select an answer. However, it will be to your advantage to answer the questions as quickly as possible. You may change your answer as many times as you want before you confirm it. After you have confirmed an answer, you will not be able to return to the question. Before you begin working on the listening section, you will have an opportunity to adjust the volume of the sound. You will not be able to change the volume after you have started the test. Question Directions, Part A. In Part A of the listening section, you will hear short conversations between two people. In some of the conversations, each person speaks only once. In other conversations, one or both of the people speak more than once. Each conversation is followed by one question about it. Each question in this part has four answer choices. You should click on the best answer to each question. Answer the questions on the basis of what is stated or implied by the speakers. Question number one.
If I were you, I'd take the bus to school. Driving in that rush hour traffic is terrible.
But by the time the bus gets to my stop, there aren't any seats left.
What is the man's problem? Two.
I'd like to take Dr. Sullivan's section of Physics 100, but my advisor is teaching it too, and I don't want her to be offended.
Who cares?
Well, I don't want to get on her bad side.
I wouldn't worry about it.
What does the man mean? Three.
Let's go to the dance at the Student Center on Friday.
Sounds great, but I'm going to a lecture. Thanks for asking me, though.
What does the woman imply? 4.
That's a nice bike.
I got it almost 5 years ago.
You did? It looks new.
Yes, it's still in really good shape.
What does the woman mean? Five.
Would you like some hot coffee or tea?
I like them both, but I'd rather have something cold.
What does the man want to drink? Six.
How can I get to the shopping center from here? Not the one on campus, the one downtown.
You can take a bus or a taxi, but it isn't too far to walk.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Seven.
Have you found a class yet?
I'm just checking the schedule now.
What can be inferred about the man? Eight.
Do you mind if I turn on the radio for a while?
No, I don't mind.
What does the man mean? Nine.
I'm worried about Anna. She's really been depressed lately. All she does is stay in her room all day.
That sounds serious. She'd better see someone at the counseling center.
What does the woman suggest Anna do? Ten.
If you have a few minutes, I'd like to talk with you about my project.
Please go on.
What does the man mean? Eleven.
Excuse me, I was in line here first.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that you were waiting.
What will the man probably do? Twelve.
The neighbors are going to have another party.
Not again.
What does the woman imply? Thirteen.
You mean Dr. Franklin said you couldn't have an extension?
He said it was not his policy.
Really?
Yes, so now I have to work over the holiday weekend.
What had the man assumed? Fourteen.
We really should have left already.
Maybe we ought to call and let them know.
What problem do the man and woman have? Fifteen.
Have you moved out of your apartment yet?
No, I'm paid up until the 15th.
What is the woman probably going to do? Sixteen.
Mary Ann took the math placement test.
So she finally did it.
What had the man assumed about Mary Ann? Seventeen.
Where have you been? I haven't seen you in class all week.
I caught cold, so I stayed in.
What does the man mean?